thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Beautiful, you're beautiful. Oh, you're beautiful.
Hello, smart viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Opus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band, Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouê, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine, and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. in Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV, in Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV, and in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, in La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, in Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca, TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puozhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himer Cable TV. In Subahtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnungob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Iraq donates $2 million U.S. dollars to assist Palestinian refugees. In good governance news, Venezuela plans to build more than 350,000 homes with the help of friends. In environmental news, Olaxis or Vietnamese scientists develop technology to convert waste into building materials. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 15th, five Central American countries, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua, observe their Independence Day, celebrating their achievement of sovereignty in 1821. They all contain significant United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, World Heritage Sites. Costa Rica's Area de Conservación Guanacaste has among the most pristine wetland forests in the world. It provides important beach habitats for the endangered olive ridley and leatherback sea turtles. El Salvador means the savior in Spanish. Its Hoya de Seren archaeological site reflects the everyday life of Mayans that lived there 1,400 years ago. Guatemala, rich in Mayan heritage as well, is home to the Tikal National Park. It is one of the largest archaeological sites in the Americas, with remnants of the major Mayan city of Tikal, including plazas, pyramids, and palaces. In Honduras, the Rio Platano Biosphere Reserve in the northeast of the country contains the Ciudad Blanca, which is one of the most significant archaeological sites of Mayan civilization. The locale is also home to over 370 types of birds, as well as several threatened species. Nicaragua's León Cathedral, an example of Baroque neoclassical architecture, houses works of great historical and artistic value. May the kind citizens of Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua have a memorable Independence Day.
Fly News. Russia's Shivaluch sends ash 10 kilometers skyward. On Tuesday, September 13, the Shivaluch volcano in the far east region of Kamchatka Krai erupted, spewing a column of smoke and ash 10.3 kilometers into the air. The eruption also caused a 30-meter deep crevice to form on the volcano's peak, along with an earthquake that lasted a full 7 minutes. Officials at Russia's National Geophysical Service, or RNES, raised the threat level to maximum red, saying that rock slides were likely. However, local communities were not in immediate danger, although ash could spread to nearby villages. Our gratefulness, Russian scientists and officials, for your careful monitoring to safeguard the public. May such volatile events be minimized through our concerted efforts to foster lives more in harmony with nature.
Minnesota wildfire spreads at unprecedented rate. A fire in the U.S. state of Minnesota's northern boundary waters region, sparked by a lightning strike on Thursday, September 8th, has been fueled by wind. As of Tuesday, it had burned over 100,000 acres and spread a haze of smoke across the U.S. Midwest as far as 1,500 kilometers away into Canada. Hundreds of regional residents were asked to evacuate as firefighters continued in their efforts to contain the blaze. Thankfully, there have been no reports of injuries, although health officials in neighboring Canada have advised those with respiratory problems to remain indoors. We are grateful for the brave and persistent efforts of the firefighters, our prayers for their continued safety as well as that of humans and wildlife alike, and that such damaging conditions are minimized as we more kindly care for our shared planetary abode.
International aid arrives as floods continue in Pakistan. Torrential rains and subsequent flooding since August have claimed 270 lives, affected at least 5 million people, and forced some 200,000 to seek shelter in more than 1,400 relief camps in southern Sindh province, including the provincial capital, Karachi. In the worst-hit district of Badin, thousands of residents were forced to flee to the main road, which is the highest ground in the area, as heavy overnight rains isolated their homes. With many people still recovering from the devastating floods in 2010, the Pakistani government made made a formal request for international assistance, with the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent, or IFRC, launching a preliminary emergency appeal for $12 million.
On Monday, September 12th, the Chinese government was the first to announce emergency aid of $4.7 million, as the Chinese Red Cross Society also donated $50,000. Japan pledged $455,000 in relief goods through the Japan International Cooperation Agency, or JICA. The Norwegian Church Aid is donating $345,000 in water, sanitation, and hygiene support, while the U.S.-based Hidayah Foundation has distributed food rations to 1,365 families in Baden. The United Nations has offered to send food and tents, and the Pakistan Red Crescent Society, or PRCS, has expanded its response in providing food, healthcare, water, sanitation, shelter, and other necessities to 20,000 families, or 140,000 people, saying that up to 2.5 million children have been affected. The United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, is also working with Pakistan's National Disaster Management Authority, provincial disaster management authorities, and other UN agencies to urgently assess and provide humanitarian needs.
Our sincere appreciation all international governments, organizations, and personnel working to assist the vulnerable, with prayers for the affected residents soon resuming of their regular and productive daily lives. May such calamities subside through our gentler stewardship as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Sông núi cùng đàn con bé dài ta tắm hồ bơi sông lướt túc theo sao mẹ khi lông tơ dừa. phận mới xin làm sao. Chớp loạn tiên thế chìm mau lo, sông núi cùng đàn con bé dài ta tắm hồ bơi sông, nước túc theo sau mẹ khi lông tơ vừa đốm màu, mắt tròn xoe hạt đầu phồng phình mới xin làm sao. Chớp loạn tiên thế chìm mau loạn, ôi con thơ ở lại hôm mẹ đã nát tan, ai thương giùm con tôi đừng giết chúng.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 496. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Explosion at French nuclear plant. The blast rocked a nuclear waste treatment plant in southern Makoul just before noon, Monday, September 12th. One person perished and four were injured in the explosion, one seriously. A spokesperson for the national electricity provider, EDF, said the explosion began in a furnace used to burn waste.
France's Environment Minister, Nathalie Kosciusko-Morizet, visited the site the same day to evaluate the risk of radioactive leakage. Although the nation's nuclear safety agency, ASN, later stated that no such leakage had occurred, International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, Director General Yukiya Amano said that it was seeking further information on the matter. Meanwhile, environmental group Greenpeace appealed to France to follow the example of neighboring Germany in choosing sustainable options over high-risk nuclear energy.
With deep sadness for the life lost, we pray for the swift recovery of those who were injured and that our world soon becomes one where such tragic incidents are a thing of the past as humanity adopts only safe and sustainable technologies.
Media report, Fine Vegan Dining in Japan. In one of several veg-related articles published by CNN International CNN Go on September 7th, journalist Tim Horniak, who specializes in Japanese culture, wrote about the vegan scene in the capital Tokyo. Titled Get Your Soy Joy at Tokyo's 5 Best Vegan Restaurants, the article encourages readers to sample the entrees in his selection of cruelty-free diners. Mr. Horniak wrote,
even if you're not a herbivore, exploring non-meat cuisine can be a rewarding challenge. Tokyo has many more veggie restaurants than it did 10 years ago, including vegan eateries, which eschew dairy and animal products altogether. So if you've got the time and appetite to find them, here are Tokyo's 5 best vegan restaurants we've picked out to get the meatless feast moving.
The 5 featured locales included stylish Pure Cafe, Saishoko Kenbi with its Buddhist banquet, Green Mini Spa Rainbow Bird Rendezvous, the tasty Vegan Healing Cafe, and Loving Hut, which the author described as a breezy eatery dedicated to helping the environment through veganism.
Thanks, Mr. Horniak and CNN, for this helpful veg report for residents and visitors of vibrant Tokyo. May Tokyo and all cities discover the fun and rewarding experience of vegan dining as we continue to gain momentum for saving the planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet.
Lowers blood pressure.
Lowers cholesterol levels.
Reduces type 2 diabetes.
Prevents stroke conditions. Reverses atherosclerosis. Reduces heart disease risk 50%.
Reduces heart surgery risk 80%. Prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system.
Increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ.
Saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food.
Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land.
Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production.
Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Pop art pioneer Richard Hamilton remembered. On Tuesday, September 13th, world-renowned British artist Richard Hamilton passed away at the ripe age of 89. Mr. Hamilton was considered an influential painter and collage artist, whose revolutionary work earned him the nickname Father of Pop Art. Amongst his most known creations is the cover design of the Beatles' White Album. with other acclaimed works that were exhibited in such galleries as London's Tate in the UK and New York's Guggenheim Museum in the US. Speaking of the artist in an interview, British musician Brian Ferry stated, "His body of work doesn't diminish in stature, it gets greater." Our condolences to the loved ones of Richard Hamilton, whose legacy continues to inspire both artists and appreciative viewers worldwide. May his soul rest peacefully in the light and grace of the divine.
Save Our Planet. Having developed the first computer model to measure the presence of soot released by such sources as diesel engines and wood-burning fires, US-based Stanford University professor Mark Jacobson finds that it accounts for up to 20% of global warming, with its reduction being one of the fastest and most economical ways to slow climate change and protect human health.
Save Our Planet. Reduced visibility due to thick smoke from fires set by slash-and-burn farmers in Indonesia forces the closure of Sumatra Island Sultan Taha Airport on Tuesday, September 3rd, with parts of neighboring Singapore and Malaysia that are shrouded in smoke as well.
Save Our Planet. As reported by Reuters on September 9th, 2011, several recent studies reveal a growing link between climate change and the migration of people from Mexico to countries like the USA, as drought and other extreme weather conditions reduce crop yields and cause loss of livelihoods in their homeland.
Warning news. 6 weeks after a recall of 36 million pounds of turkey meat due to salmonella contamination that sickened at least 107 people across 31 U.S. states and killed one person, more turkey meat is recalled again on Sunday, September 11th, after test samples once again showed evidence of salmonella.
Hi viewers, I'm Hippie the Zebra with my lovely wife Bella.
We're both delighted to be vegans. Today we have a tip from much-loved Supreme Master Ching Hai.
It's good to have a bucket or two in your shower. Run cold water into it while waiting, then mix with hot water when it comes. You have warm water ready for a shower.
Also, it's good to save that bucket of warm water till the last rinse. You never know if warm water or even cold water will run out while you are already soaked.
Better be safe than sorry.
It costs even less water using buckets for a shower.
Our sincere appreciation, beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai, for this great, frugal, eco-friendly tip.
And thank you, kind viewers, for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Thanks for tuning in. Now the weather around the world.
Humanitarian news, Iraq donates $2 million to assist Palestinian refugees. The funds were contributed to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency. They will be used to help offer services in the fields of relief aid, health, and education to more than 4.8 million individuals. Our sincere appreciation, Iraq, for your generosity. May all individuals and nations reach out to brethren in the spirit of kindness and friendship.
In good governance news, Venezuela plans to build more than 350,000 homes with the help of friends. According to Prensa Latina, the residences will be constructed in 2011 and 2012 as part of the government's Grand Housing Mission project. At present, approximately 50,000 apartments are being built with assistance from nations including Belarus, China, Cuba, Iran, Russia, and Turkey. In addition, a total of over 6,000 machines to help in the work will have arrived from China by September 2012. Kudos, Venezuela, and gracious collaborating countries on this wonderful endeavor. May all people be graced with happy and secure homes full of warmth and laughter with heaven's grace.
In environmental news, Alexis are Vietnamese scientists convert waste into building materials. Dr. Nguyen Ngoc Chau, head of Science Research and Environment Transfer Center, and team discovered a method of using inorganic material from waste treatment plants mixed with gravel and other ingredients to make bricks and concrete. The eco-friendly bricks are lighter and one-third the price of conventional ones. The technology has been transferred to Tân Nam Consulting and Construction Company, which will employ graduates of the Tân Nam colleges and begin large-scale manufacturing. Congratulations, Dr. Nguyen and fellow scientists, on your green invention. We look forward to seeing more such beneficial advancements on a peaceful and long-lasting vegan Earth.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Finnish entitled 21st Birthday.
Kalle oli kuullut huhuttavan, että hänen isänsä, isoisänsä ja isoisoisänsä olivat kaikki kävelleet vetten päällä 21-vuotispäivänään. Joten 21-vuotispäivänään Kalle suunnisti järveä kohti hyvän ystävänsä Juhanin kanssa. Jos he tekivät sen, niin minäkin pystyn siihen, hän vakuutti. Kun Kalle ja Juhani saapuivat järven rantaan, he vuokrasivat veneen ja ryhtyivät melomaan. Kun he saapuivat järven keskelle, Kalle astui veneen laidan yli ja lähestulkoon hukkui. Raivoissaan ja vähän häpeissään hän suuntasi Juhanin kanssa kotia kohti. Kun Kalle saapui takaisin perheen maatilalle, hän pyysi isoäidiltään selitystä. Mummo, miksi en pysty kävelemään vetten päällä niin kuin isäni, hänen isänsä ja isoisoisäni? Vanha ja voimaton isoäiti tarttui Kallen käsiin, katsoi hänen silmiinsä ja selitti. Se johtuu siitä, että isäsi, isoisäsi ja isoisoisäsi ovat kaikki syntyneet tammikuussa. Sinä, kultaseni, synnyit heinäkuussa.
Now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Qinghai, thank you, Master, and all the Holy Ones for your unconditional love and sacrifice. May your collective love energy awaken a new era based on mutual respect and dignity, loving kindness, purity of heart, joyfulness, and deep gratitude to the Most High. Love, peace, co-workers.
Greetings, peace co-workers. It is great to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
Vibrant peace co-workers, thank you for your heartfelt message. We join you in praying for this magical time when all Earth citizens adopt a noble way of life befitting the cherished children of God. May heaven's manifold blessings be with all precious beings on this exquisite planet. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your life be adorned by the glory and wonder of the divine. Welcome back to Noteworthy News, beneficent news for a charitable world. In environmental news, Alexis are Vietnamese scientists convert waste into building materials. Dr. Nguyen Ngoc Chau, head of Science Research and Environment Transfer Center, and team discovered a method of using inorganic material from waste treatment plants mixed with gravel and other ingredients to make bricks and concrete. The eco-friendly bricks are lighter and one-third the price of conventional ones. The technology has been transferred to Tân Nam Consulting and Construction Company, which will employ graduates of the Tân Nam colleges and begin large-scale manufacturing. Congratulations, Dr. Nguyen and fellow scientists, on your green invention. We look forward to seeing more such beneficial advancements on a peaceful and long-lasting vegan Earth.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Finnish entitled 21st Birthday.
Kalle oli kuullut huhuttavan, että hänen isänsä, isoisänsä ja isoisoisänsä olivat kaikki kävelleet vetten päällä 21-vuotispäivänään. Joten 21-vuotispäivänään Kalle suunnisti järveä kohti hyvän ystävänsä Juhanin kanssa. Jos he tekivät sen, niin minäkin pystyn siihen, hän vakuutti. Kun Kalle ja Juhani saapuivat järven rantaan, he vuokrasivat veneen ja ryhtyivät melomaan. Kun he saapuivat järven keskelle, Kalle astui veneen laidan yli ja lähestulkoon hukkui. Raivoissaan ja vähän häpeissään hän suuntasi Juhanin kanssa kotia kohti. Kun Kalle saapui takaisin perheen maatilalle, hän pyysi isoäidiltään selitystä. Mummo, miksi en pysty kävelemään vetten päällä niin kuin isäni, hänen isänsä ja isoisoisäni? Vanha ja voimaton isoäiti tarttui Kallen käsiin, katsoi hänen silmiinsä ja selitti. Se johtuu siitä, että isäsi, isoisäsi ja isoisoisäsi ovat kaikki syntyneet tammikuussa. Sinä, kultaseni, synnyit heinäkuussa.
Now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Qinghai, thank you, Master, and all the Holy Ones for your unconditional love and sacrifice. May your collective love energy awaken a new era based on mutual respect and dignity, loving kindness, purity of heart, joyfulness, and deep gratitude to the Most High. Love, peace, co-workers.
Greetings, peace co-workers. It is great to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
Vibrant peace co-workers, thank you for your heartfelt message. We join you in praying for this magical time when all Earth's citizens adopt the noble way of life befitting the cherished children of God. May heaven's manifold blessings be with all precious beings on this exquisite planet. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your life be adorned by the glory and wonder of the divine.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During a visit to Jakarta, Indonesia, High Prime Minister Inglak Shinawat meets with President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono in talks that promise expanding trade cooperation, as President Yudhoyono also encourages her efforts to resume peaceful relations with neighboring Cambodia.
In response to a request by Governor Choltong Mayay of the Lakes State in southern Sudan, the Sudanese People's Liberation Army is helping to collect all weapons from civilian populations across the state to help preserve the peaceful atmosphere of the new country.
Historic Gorky Park in Moscow, Russia, gets a makeover thanks to its new director, Sergei Kapkov, with alcohol-containing beverages being replaced by their non-alcoholic counterparts, as visitors enjoy healthful and relaxing activities such as cycling, yoga, and strolling in the sun.
Jordan's King Abdullah II asks that a military field hospital and medical staff be dispatched to Libya, along with equipment and supplies, to provide needed surgeries and complete aftercare.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, reports that the number of Americans who smoke have declined by 3 million people from 2005 to 2010, with CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden saying that this decrease has directly saved an estimated 1 million lives.
Miss Angola, Leila Lopez, becomes her country's first winner as she is crowned Miss Universe 2011, saying that she credits God for her inner and outer beauty, and that she intends to devote her title to benefiting others in Angola and across the globe.
An article by Felicity Lawrence in UK-based The Guardian shares the many benefits of a meat-free diet, including better health, halting climate change, caring for animals, and resource conservation, as she also reports that sales of meat substitutes are up 9% in the past 3 months.
Egyptian director Amal Ramis's film Forbidden wins the Golden Eagle Award at the 11th Arab Film Festival in Rotterdam, the Netherlands, with Silver Eagle going to the Kurdish language Syrian film Freedom, and a special mention for It Happened One Dawn from Tunisia.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
for more details.
Please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.